Our scripture reading this morning is continuing in the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 52. If you're using the Pew Bible found in the pew in front of you, you'll find this on page 1083. Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 52, page 1083. We have now come to the point in the gospel narrative where Jesus is going to be betrayed and handed over by Judas. In the great scene in the Garden of Gethsemane, we see the full human nature of Jesus on display. Jesus would cry out to the Father, "Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but yours be done." We might ask, how is this possible? Jesus is, after all, fully God. How could he have a different will from his Father? Well, the answer is that Jesus Christ has two wills. He has a will with his divine nature, but he also has a fully human nature and a will just like ours. And as Jesus is approaching this great hour of agony through his human nature, he expresses the turmoil of his soul, praying to God, but also forming a good pattern for us. As we go through difficulties and trials, ours should be pouring out our heart to the Lord, but at the end saying, "Lord, not my will be done, but yours." And as Jesus goes into this agony, he is handed over, but we see that he is fully sovereign in this. Someone tries to stop his being arrested, but Jesus says, "No, no, the scriptures must be fulfilled." The death of Jesus was not an accident. It was something that Jesus willingly submitted himself to so that he might die on the behalf of his people. Such is his great love for us. Well, with these thoughts in mind, let us now read Mark 14, 32 to 52. "And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, 'Sit here while I pray.' And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, 'My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch.' And going a little further, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, 'Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will.' And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, 'Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.' And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came to them a third time and said to them, 'Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.' And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, 'The one whom I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard.' And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, 'Rabbi,' and kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, 'Have you come out against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled.' And they all left him and fled. And a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body. And they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked." Thus ends this reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. May he add his blessing to it.